In the last few days, there's been one big topic of conversation in Europe. What is Britain up to? On Friday, Prime Minister David Cameron stunned his European partners by vetoing a plan to save the euro. Cameron returned home to find deep divisions. Some hailed him as a hero. Others accused him of isolating Britain and jeopardizing efforts to avert a massive financial disaster. Well, today, as NPR's Philip Reeves reports, Cameron appeared before Parliament to explain himself.
The huge and frightening drama that's been playing out in Europe for months switched today to London. On a cold winter's afternoon, Britain's parliamentarians packed the House of Commons. They came to hear Cameron report back.
Statement, the Prime Minister.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
The House was in volatile mood.
Order. The House must calm itself, taking whatever medicaments are required for the purpose, and the Prime Minister's statement must and will be heard.
Cameron began to give his version of what happened in Brussels.
Let me take the House through the events of last week. At this Council, the Eurozone economies agreed there should be much tighter fiscal discipline in the Eurozone as part of restoring market confidence.
Those markets have forced Greece, Ireland and Portugal to seek bailouts. They're driving Italy and Spain to the brink. They've begun targeting prosperous and stable Eurozone nations and are driving up their borrowing costs too. Restoring confidence is not easy. In Brussels, the Germans and French wanted to do that by writing strict new rules into existing treaties that apply to the entire European Union. Cameron explained he had only agreed to that in return for safeguards for Britain's huge financial sector. He didn't get them. Britain doesn't even use the endangered euro, but Cameron exercised a veto, leaving Europe's leaders to cobble together a different treaty among themselves. His veto is causing a crisis in Britain's relations with Europe and placing great strain on his relationship with elements of his own coalition government. Cameron's government depends on a partnership with the Liberal Democratic Party. The Liberal Democrat leader, Nick Clegg, is Britain's deputy prime minister. Clegg's described the veto as bad for Britain. Today, he was a no-show, a point pounced on by the opposition Labour leader, Ed Miliband.
Mr. Speaker, can I start by thanking the Prime Minister for his statement? And we all note the absence of the Deputy Prime Minister from his normal place.
Miliband derided Cameron for exercising the veto without doing anything to protect British interests.
It's not a veto when the thing you wanted to stop goes ahead without you. Mr. Speaker, that's called losing. That's called being defeated.
The Speaker had to weigh in again.
Order! Order! I'm worried about the health of the Honourable Member for Mid-Sussex. He must calm himself. Have a lie down if necessary while we listen to the Leader of the Opposition.
Right now, Cameron is the toast of many fellow Conservatives who are pressuring for a referendum to take Britain out of the European Union, or at least to loosen ties. Opposition to the EU is growing among the British public. However, Cameron insisted that he does want Britain to remain an active EU player.
I'm absolutely clear that it is possible to be both a full, committed and influential member of the European Union, but to stay out of arrangements where they do not protect our interests.
Miliband, the Labour leader, wasn't impressed, accusing Cameron of an historic error.
We will rue the day this Prime Minister left Britain alone, without allies, without influence. It is bad for business. It is bad for jobs. It is bad for Britain.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
You're listening to All Things Considered.